Republicans have passed a resolution with the Democrats to subpoena the DOJ for its records. They're also subpoenaing the Clintons. We'll get into all that. As predicted, it wasn't hard. 18 days ago when this broke, I said, Trump has ordered this, and it's up in his face. And a lot of my listeners, maybe 10%, that's a lot of people, were like, wow, you joined the Democrats. No, I didn't. That was a very dumb move. And I've talked to so many people in the White House, you name it, they totally agree. And Trump now knows it. He threw a fit because they came back to him and they said, there's all this crap in there. More innuendo, nothing, meat and potatoes, but all the recycled crap. And Trump threw a fit. And now it's backfiring, though, because suddenly now the Democrats don't want the files released from the court cases. And Obama judges blocked that. But again, we were the first on air to point out that it was the Democrats, Comey, his daughter, all of them in control of whatever they didn't want Trump to have. They were hiding in New York, which obviously that's a don't throw me in the briar patch. Oh, we've got these 14 terabytes. We've got all this. We don't want you to have it. The Justice Department goes and grabs it and comes back to Trump in May, according to the Wall Street Journal, and I think that's true, and says, you're in it. And then Trump's just like, oh, my God, who knows what they've stuck in there? Who knows what they've twisted or made up? Well, I got a really good idea. It'll be recycled. And we're already seeing the recycled crap leaked. Russia, Russia, Russia 2.0. Trump's been truthful about that. He's right when he said this is Russia, Russia, Russia. But when he first blew up, he didn't say that. He just said there's nothing there. It's a hoax. Don't go there. Well, here's Mike Johnson being a bit more articulate about it.
Quickly weigh in on Epstein. Many are hoping to see more of those files released. There could be future court proceedings. Is there any reason that you have to believe that any documents were tampered with by so-called deep state operatives?
It hasn't been my area that I've worked on. Unfortunately, I wish I knew more about it. It's been in the Department of Justice. One of our concerns is, of course, that it was held in the hands of the DOJ leaders under the last administration, the Biden-Harris administration. And we all know how crooked and corrupt so many of those top officials were, how they engaged in lawfare against President Trump. And he has a concern, and I do as well, that things could have been doctored in those records. So that's part of the concern. But I'm for full transparency. We all are. Maximum transparency. The president is as well. There's no daylight between him and the Republicans in Congress. And we'll continue to advocate for that, to let the people see the records and draw whatever conclusions they will.
Now, here's Clapper, clip 14. In the good old days, saying Trump's a Russian agent. And this is a year after they say, oh, we knew it wasn't real, so we said don't use it, even though they created it. Now he's changed his tune. This is him on TV yesterday. So first play him 5-6 years ago, and then let's go to the new clip. Here it is.
Yeah, oh. I think this past weekend is illustrative of what a great case officer Vladimir Putin is. He knows how to handle an asset, and that's what he's doing with the president.
You're saying that Russia is handling President Trump as an asset?
That's the appearance to me.
Oh, but you didn't create it. You didn't do it, which we now know. I wasn't looking at the clock. There's not time to play the other clip. So I'm going to come back and get to him yesterday. Oh, woe is me. I think they're going to come arrest me. And we got Obama, saying, oh, yeah, clearly, 2018, Trump's a Russian. You saw them, how they were saying it last year. They bring forward lies for a year, and then they go away for a little while, and they bring it back again. They've recycled the Russia crap in the last 8.5 years, 9 years, 6-7 times. And that's why I knew and could guess that this new Epstein stuff will just be recycled crap as well, and now we know it is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The Justice Department has announced the formation of a strike force, that's what they're calling it, to go after Obama and Clapper, Brendan Comey, and others for their treasonous conspiracy to overturn the 2016 election, and then the ongoing information. Tulsi Gabbard is set to release stuff far more damning, not just on the Crossfire Hurricane, Russia, Russia, Russia lie, but also the Democrats working in 2020 with the Communist Chinese to have the mail-in ballots and then cover that up and more. But we have people like Clapper, Comey, Brennan, Obama, who all ran around 2017, 2018, 2019. Hell, Comey was doing it in 2020, 2022, 2023. He never stopped. Oh, yeah, we know he's a Russian agent. Yeah, we have the proof. But now they claim, oh, they didn't agree with the intelligence, though they demanded the intelligence assessment. And they said don't use it. But the documents show otherwise. So here's Clapper back in 2017 saying, oh, yeah, Trump's a Russian agent. And then here he is last night saying, oh, he fears he'll be indicted. Here it is.
I think this past weekend is illustrative of what a great case officer Vladimir Putin is. He knows how to handle an asset, and that's what he's doing with the president.
You're saying that Russia is handling President Trump as an asset?
That's the appearance to me.
When the director says that she's referred these filings to the Justice Department for a criminal investigation, tonight we're told they formed what is called a strike force. Do you have concerns that they will attempt to prosecute you?
Well, certainly I do. After 8.5 years of this, and I don't know of an intelligence product that was more scrutinized, more investigated than that product was by numerous people. It's very disconcerting. It really is. And I take seriously when the President of the United States accuses me of being a participant in a treasonous conspiracy, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, what's your reaction to that?
It's ridiculous. It is untrue.
So what will you do if they come after you? What is your plan?
Well, I'll lawyer up, I suppose. Already have.
You've already hired attorneys in case of in anticipation that this Trump Justice Department could try to prosecute
you. We've had sort of perpetual attorneys since I left the government in 2017.
Former Director James Clapper, thank you for joining us tonight to respond to
this. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time.
Clapper's as dirty as it gets when he was the NSA director. Remember that? He testified to Congress, what was that, 10 years ago? You can pull the clip up. It's typing, Clapper lies about NSA spying on Americans. He says, no, the NSA has never spied on an American inside America. I mean, that's like saying, again, the Atlantic Ocean doesn't have water in it. Or that, you know, pelicans don't fly. I mean, it's just over the top. And later he said, oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Oh, my goody, goody gumdrops. And now we, of course, have documents that he spied on me directly and Trump. Myself starting in 2007. And then expanded in 2013 onto Trump and myself again. Kind of a big deal we have all those documents. We put them out over the years, new ones the last few months, and zero coverage by the Mike Benzes of the world. I'm not even against him. He does a great job. He's a great former government, you know, analyst and speechwriter for Trump and or advisor. I love Mike Benz. But, I mean, I just single him out because he's on the beat of everything. Bongino, at least a year ago, got some of the secret documents that we'd also gotten and showed the 20-something people that were targeted starting in 2016 for destruction. I'm on the list, of course, by the deep state, by the ongoing stay-behind networks. But that's not about me. That's about the crimes they committed. But just, it's not fashionable to defend Alex Jones or anybody else that's actually under attack. When it's meat and potatoes, proof of all of this. And we've still got the same people running around on TV, Clapper, Brennan Comey, all of them saying, we didn't spy on anybody. Well, the hell you didn't. It's declassified now. So I had this stuff in 2017. So yeah, it's a treasonous conspiracy to say Trump's a Russian agent and put $2 million of funding in when Obama left in the Defense Authorization Act to undermine and attack Trump and his key supporters like yours truly with all the lawfare and run by the CIA and Justice Department. And I haven't even told you yet. I haven't covered it yet here. Kamala Harris's husband and Wilkie Farr, one of the most nasty Democrat law firms that Trump singled out for lawfare, has now taken over or come into the case with Paul Weiss, the other nasty top Democrat firm, in their ongoing attacks on us because we're beating them with the truth. And that's a whole nother soap opera. But other than Tucker Carlson and Steve Bannon covering what's happened to us, no one of any renown touches it. It's all complete, total smoking gun. So, kind of a big deal, targeting journalists, targeting talk show hosts, everything you've seen happen since then. And we have the FBI on the stand admitting they were sent in at me to get the lawsuits going. We have undercover FBI, CIA admitting that they investigated me for 10 years, starting with Obama, could find nothing, so they cooked up this lie that I did this stuff with Sandy Hook, had show trials produced by HBO. And that's just a window into these people. Imagine everything else they're doing. And then we get to see Clapper saying, we never said Trump was a Russian, and we never did any of this, and this was the most scrutinized intelligence ever. What does that mean? You mean the most scrutinized BS you created ever? And then if they're not removed, all their minions are still in, they'll just cling to the bureaucracy, and they will continue to attack, even though Trump's in office again, the American people, Trump, anybody that supports him prominently, and then they're going to go to town when they get back into power in 3.5 years. So, yeah, Trump and the DOJ that he's got has to go after these people with the full power of the law and justice because, as Gabbard has said, as Trump has said, this is open and shut. And Gabbard has a lot of guts. Because believe me, Ratcliffe was in this job. He's now the CIA director. He was the director of national intelligence. And he didn't release any of this in Trump's first term. And now there's even more. And the word is from Matt Taibbi and others, and I already predicted this because I know, that the surveillance and the deep state NSA crap went on during the Biden administration, and they spied on Trump's campaign again. And I predict within the next 2 weeks, Tulsi Gabbard will release that. It's been given to Congress. Notice she brought out a congressional report yesterday. She already had it all, but she did it the proper way. She gave it to Congress. She reports to Congress, not just the president. That's oversight. And so it's all going to come out. I've already experienced it at point blank range. There's nothing like experiencing. So I know all about the spooks. It would take days to go over the stuff they've done to us. And they're harassing Boy Scouts, so they never got anything, even though they tried to set us up. It's been interesting, though, to just watch them be able to get away with all this, and they just think they can do anything. Here's Gutfeld with a nice summation of this. Here it is.
I'm a Hillary, and they get activated, and suddenly they won't be mad at Trump anymore for not releasing the Epstein files or whatever he had to do with any of it. It's preposterous that we were talking about Hillary Clinton's emails again in
we have
year
no
2025.
Choice. We spent years
you know what
on
your choice
this story.
Is?
No, let me. We had to take this story seriously for years, and it was false.
It wasn't
for
false.
No. For people to understand what happened, all right? Because the problem with this story is that nobody knows what you're talking about. When Trump won in 2016, the intel community concluded that Russia didn't have a hand in his victory. Instead of accepting the inclusion, Obama determined and wanted a new conclusion. So he sent Brennan running to come up with a new collusion, that there was some kind of trivial involvement that then they could feed out to the media. And coincidentally, dozens of news organizations said that Trump was in bed with Putin and that somehow Brennan knew. Brennan knew. How did he know?
Why did Durham do nothing?
But no, let me finish. They amplified a false conclusion that Trump colluded with Russia in 2016. We had to spend years dealing with that. And now we're actually getting investigation and you're saying, no, you know what? You guys should just move on. You guys should just move. You say the same effing thing about Biden's brain. You guys spent 4 years telling us that Joe Biden was fine. You covered up for an invalid. And then when we get the truth, it's like, oh, you know what? It's time. We got to look forward. We got to start talking about what's there. And you can bring up Epstein all you want. We, unlike Democrats, we can handle two things, three things, four things at once. We
doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, no. Have you been listening to the right lately? The right is more on top of Epstein than the Democrats are. The Democrats never cared about Epstein until they saw a political motivation. The right was into the Epstein story because women were being sex trafficked. We actually cared. But now you're like, ooh, Epstein, a political angle. Ooh, this is fantastic. Save me your selective outrage.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, we know the left, what they're going to do. They're going to take when I criticize Trump and look at the bad and say, jury's out. And then I look at the good and then point out what I believe is going on that's being proven right. We're about 90% there now, and I don't look at pieces and want to add it to be right. It's lining up with what I, from the pieces I had, was seeing. Basically, like Trump's tax returns were promised all this evil and corruption. It's the nothing burger. It's going to be, we already know, that it's recycled old lies that they think you don't remember. But they baited Trump into blowing up over it. But what did Roger and I 2 weeks ago and last week predict? That Trump would say, go ahead and release the stuff from the trials, the grand juries, the rest of it, and that Democrats would suddenly say they don't want it. Now members of Congress, members of the New York government, the state government, the federal Obama judge in Florida, they don't want it released. Here it is. Watch. Obama judge blocks Trump's request to release Epstein files as House panel demands subpoena of Bill and Hillary Clinton's probe. And here's another one. House panel votes to subpoena Bill and Hillary Clinton over possible links to Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, who runs the House of Representatives? You had a bunch of Republicans join with Democrats because they thought it was the right thing to do, to subpoena the DOJ and to subpoena the Clintons and everybody else. So there you go. So you got the House members, the Democrats that aren't in the intelligence ops. They're like, yeah, release it. It's going to get Trump. And then in that, now they're going after the Clintons, and we know there's meat and potatoes there. The jury's not out on that. They're for their eyeballs in human trafficking, sex slavery, devil worship, you name it. And I'm going to do the deep dive on that coming up. Too much evidence. It's just insane. And I predict the judges in New York that ran the Ghislaine and Epstein cases, the more recent ones, will say no. Because they've already sealed it before at the request of who? Maureen Comey, who was given the P. Diddy cases and all these other high-profile pedo cases. Why does she, from all over the country, get the cases? Because her dad is the FBI controller of the master file, just like J. Edgar Hoover, with the CIA and Mossad. That's how this works. So when Trump said they've been in control of the file, people go, that's preposterous. No, that's a fact. So it goes to show, of course, they take bad stuff about themselves out and add a bunch of BS in. And if they actually produce something real, okay. But if we see something pop and then it turns out to be fake later, remember how much lying this very group does. This is the cover-up artist. This is the thoroughbreds of this. So I'm sorry this isn't cut and dry talking points for everybody. This is my thinking and the best information I have. And if I'm wrong and Trump gets implicated in pedophilia and we see the real proof, then I will absolutely oppose him 100% and I will go with the information. But I've experienced the lies of these people. This very group running the attacks on me, planning child porn on us, trying to get me put in prison. FBI office, actually in Connecticut, said, no, you're the victim. But it was on its face a setup. And I've had them do all this other stuff. So this very group's been trying to destroy me and my family and put me in prison and put my co-host in prison. So I know they're evil. So all I'm asking is for the populist and MAGA people and former MAGA to hold your horses and don't just only jump on stuff Trump supposedly done with no proof and only attack Trump 24/7. Because it's the Democrats that we know are super evil and we know are above their eyeballs in openly promoting pedophilia, sexualization of children, and mass human trafficking, and Mayorkas and all of them. I mean, holy mackerel. I got to tell you, I tune into talk radio, I tune into the blogosphere, the conservative sphere, and it's 90% we're done with Trump, and he's the devil, and all they're talking about is Trump, and just frothing. You should go where the truth is with Trump, as we're doing, and cover it wherever it leads. But to just say, you know what, just in case he did something wrong, I'm going to go ahead and cut bait on him right now. You just aided and abetted the deep state Democrats for sure. So just remember what Trump's standing in the way of right now. And he's not perfect, but he's a seawall against these people coming in like a tsunami. So use your brains, people out there. And again, people say, well, wait a minute, you viciously attacked Trump 18 days ago. No, I didn't. I said he's acting very suspicious. Here's the reasons it could be happening. This is going to be a giant disaster. He's the one behind it. And then I wargamed it all out and got all the information. And it's looking good for Trump right now, but there's twists and turns. We see some real credible stuff. We'll assess it and go where the truth is. But we're in a very dangerous situation. He is shutting down their money, shutting down their operations, doing a great job on so many fronts, and we shouldn't all be, I mean, here's an example, a historic example. Rasputin was an Orthodox priest near the fall of the old czars for the Communist Revolution, October 1917. And there were rumors Rasputin was having sex with the elite women and maybe there was kids and devil worship. And basically the court fell and the czars didn't have their support because of that. And that's how the communists basically took over. So these type of things historically, this has happened in other dynasties. This is the type of thing once the public gets it in its head. And then they got the communist out of that. So, V.I. Lenin, who was a devil worshiper. So, just be careful, folks. Be careful. And be deliberative about all this. And remember who is furnishing us all this information. The Democrats. Use your heads. Who's laying out that mousetrap with a piece of cheese on it? And again, the way Trump acted and the way he was mean to his constituents, I get it. But let's not be a bunch of babies. And because of his fear and his panicking, that's uncharacteristic, go ahead and just believe anything that the Democrats put out. And you see, the first stuff they put out is just nothing burgers. Use your heads. Now, here's Tulsi Gabbard, part of her incredible breakdown yesterday. It's like 20 minutes long. It's up at band.video and Infowars.com and Real Alex Jones. Here she is in summation about the treason, the deliberate false intelligence, and then a nice little piece about Hillary that we reported at the time on a bunch of tranquilizers, serious health problems from our sources in the Secret Service. Everything we told you back then, vindicated. Here it is.
Religious organizations in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote-unquote clear preference for Trump. Brennan and the IC misled lawmakers by referencing the debunked Steele dossier to assess quote-unquote Russia's plans and intentions, falsely suggesting that this dossier had intelligence value when he knew that it was discredited. The intelligence community excluded significant intelligence and ignored or selectively quoted reliable intelligence that contradicted the intelligence community assessment's key findings on Putin's alleged support for Trump. Including this intelligence reporting would have exposed the ICA's claim as implausible, if not ridiculous. The intelligence community assessment omitted reliably sourced information, such as how some Russian intelligence officials were quote-unquote planning for candidate Hillary Clinton's victory, while others assessed neither Trump nor Clinton would respect Russia's interests. As was reflected in the ODNI documents that we released on Friday, multiple intelligence community assessments released in the months leading up to the November 2016 election concluded that Russia had neither the intent nor capability to impact the outcome of the U.S. election, Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then CIA Director...
There's Hillary famously collapsing on 9/11 in New York. And I told you all of this. She has convulsions. She has a black ambulance. She screams and yells, throws all these fits. And I knew that, not just from the Secret Service at the time and New York police, who told us. I also had that from Blackwater people I know very closely who witnessed it. And then I got told about it by other Blackwater people. It was Blackwater mainly doing security for the State Department back when she was Secretary of State under Obama for 8 years. And they just said she would start screaming and frothing and beat the walls and throw things at people. And, you know, it came out in the news later. They'd throw ashtrays at, you know, at Bill Clinton, marble ashtrays and stuff. I mean, she is a psychotic demon. And she's always been like that. But everything we told you was true. You think I just made that up? We broke all that. 2015, 2016. I mean, the woman is a psychotic. And on election night, she literally had to be sedated, injected. She was just throwing fits for hours. That's why she didn't come out and do a speech that night, a concession speech. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week. He was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him methylene blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So I asked him on air, take it now. I'm not going to say what it does. And tell us honestly what your response is. And it was, quite frankly, pretty amazing. So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. You know, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what the methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years, but we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it is in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to me.
The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation,
like enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking Methylene Blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back, and I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing, and the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in, and it, like, instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man. But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I am sitting here with a stack of just the greatest hits of evil of the Clintons, Jeffrey Epstein's handler, Ghislaine Maxwell, her family, Aleister Crowley devil worshipers on record, Jack Parsons, OSS, CIA, Mossad, high-level whistleblowers that they're conjuring demons to give them advanced knowledge of the universe, which I've told you for decades is what the globalists are all doing. Then it's in the WikiLeaks they're doing demon conjuring John Podesta in between having seven-year-olds delivered to the hot tub for his pleasure, for his entertainment, that are well-trained, and the $50-something thousand dollars of hot dogs being delivered to Obama. And then I start thinking about thousands of confirmed reports, the CIA and the Finders operation, and just Mayorkas and the millions of people and 300,000 kids and disappearing them on purpose and confirmed sex slavery and slave labor. And just all of this is right there. And then people only care about Epstein. And then I'm not saying don't care. I'm not saying it is an elite pedophile organization besides CIA MI6. I'm not saying Trump didn't act very suspicious 18 days ago. We now know why. It's overwhelming. Wouldn't say 100%, but it's approximating into my first analysis. That they control the file, they spiked embarrassing stuff, nothing real, nothing that's actually criminal, and that Trump understands now it's a big setup. But I just don't know how I get people to care about this stuff that's cut and dry. We got a guest coming on next hour about it who's really smart. We'll get his take on it. And my problem is I've got so much knowledge on these subjects that when I started last night and today telling the crew to get me this, get me that, get me this, and then I've got all this giant stack and dozens of videos, just one of these things makes me physically feel violent. And it's frustrating because I don't even know what to do. I mean, the Democrats, every time I research stuff nonpartisanly, are all over pedophilia and Satan worship, and they publicly promote it at their parades and their programs and target for six-year-olds how to devil worship and how to conjure demons to attack your parents. And I just said that. If you're a new listener, that sounds crazy. Just look it up. You can't even make this up, okay? And when that's happened a few years ago, I went down to Target and they were selling it. It's everywhere. They are openly Satan worshipers. They are externalizing it. There's articles about how the second fastest, you know, growing religion of Democrats is Satanism. I saw one of their gay pride parades a few years ago when I was in Omaha, when I was just downtown, about a couple thousand people marched by and a bunch of them had pentagrams and stuff all over them. And I noticed a bunch of it was Target apparel. I mean, Target knows there's a market. Yeah, there it is. Let's summon demons. A coloring book for children. And you're like, oh, that's a joke. Now they had a whole section on it. For Gay Pride Month, which is really Satan Month. And then you research it in these Crowley cults that the Podestas admittedly in their emails are in. Oh, my wife got hit by a car. Well, let's go to have a ritual tomorrow night. A thelema. You know what that is? That's devil worship. Yeah, you see that shirt? I see this gay pride parade march by me. And I saw a bunch of men wearing that shirt. And then I'm on the elevator at the hotel down the street later that day. And this guy's giving me dirty looks. And I look up and he's literally looking at me like he wants to kill me. I took a picture of it. I posted it. Didn't have an ex account. It's on my wife's ex like 3 years ago. He was wearing that shirt and looking at me like he wanted to kill me. I took a picture of it in the elevator. It's out there on X. Back it was Twitter. So these people are all over the place. And we're all endlessly talking about what is Trump hiding. And it becomes the, you know, the ultimate whodunit. And that's great. In fact, let's never talk about the Democrats keeping babies alive and stealing their organs. Let's never talk about the CIA in Germany in a government program, 30,000 kids given to pedophiles, taken from Christian families to create a new culture. Let's not talk about the John Podesta emails or his brother in a fuel magazine spread in the new in the Washington Post about his dangerous art, all pedophilic. No, I agree. Anybody talking about that is covering up Trump and is a sellout. And so I now back Satanism being taught in schools, public and private. I now back Pride Month. I now back drag queen convicted pedophile story time all over the world. I now back cutting all our sons' penises off that Trump's stopping. I now support men and women's sports because Trump is the bad guy and I'm only going to talk about Trump from now on. And I apologize for ever talking about the Democrats being Satanist and a cult of Aleister Crowleyites at the top. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. It is a no-brainer that we should spend 90% of our time on all the confirmed evil they're doing, and then as new stuff comes out on Trump, look at it and see if it's real. And then if it's bad, go there. But instead, there is a mass bailing on Trump, and the Democrats are so happy about it. And some will say, well, you tore into Trump 18 days ago. Well, yeah, because he came out and obviously was behind that. And I said, it's going to be a Streisand effect. I've never seen any evidence. Has he made a secret deal for them to roll over, or do they spike the file? I don't know. He better get his act together. Or there could be something there, and if it comes out, let's do it. But now we know more of what went on. And so we don't need a Salem witch trial of Trump without any real evidence. We need to have the public trial of the globalists with all the evidence. And then if it turns out Trump's involved in all this stuff, then he will pay. It's so simple. But you either have people that are mindlessly total Trump supporters and say it's treason to even question any policy he's engaged in, and it's impossible, and Trump hasn't done anything wrong, and nothing's going on. Or you've got people that just say, no, Trump's a total sellout. Nothing he's doing is good. It's all garbage. It's all lies. And that's not true either. Trump's doing a lot of good. And I'm going to get into, though, in the interest of the facts, the allegations being brought forward very strategically now against Trump by Epstein's brother and by the corporate media, and we're going to analyze those. But first, I want to talk about something that broke a few days ago that we've now put a little compilation of information together for you. And that's some of the great stuff that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is doing. Heavily restricting the poison shots, moving to get fluoride out of the water. States are already doing it with leadership. Getting the poison dyes out. Pointing out how toxic many of these pharmaceuticals are. I mean, and we learn he's being overridden by some of the administration. We've exposed them. And I got serious issues with Susie Wiles and Bondi and their consultancy with Pfizer. And when we criticize bad action in the administration that's against what Trump said he wanted, that's not an attack on Trump. That's us, the constituents, keeping him true. Because I also get attacked when I say that. The average Trump worshiper just says, you don't have proof of that. The hell I don't. It came out last week. Kennedy was overridden. The Justice Department, federal court ruled fluoride be taken out of the water with federal reports in the class action suit. And Pam Bondi has gone with the inspector general and has countersued and has done an injunction to keep fluoride in the water. And then I see comments like this. You know, I talked about it on Tim Dillon. And then look at this commenter. And you see, I'm not trying to fight with you people. I'm trying to get you to think. We got to come together here. You understand, when bad stuff happens to administration that's against what we voted for Trump on, we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We go in and find out who's doing the bad stuff, and we target it. And 9 times out of 10, we put pressure on Trump, and then it comes back. He does the right thing. We're his constituents. We're supposed to tell him what we want if it's constitutional. We're not in a cult. So Luke Radowski links to a part of the Tim Dillon interview, and he says, very troubling report from Real Alex Jones that explains what's going on in the White House. He blames Pam Bondi and Susie Wiles. They were taking the fluoride out of the water. The DOJ blocked it. Kennedy basically blocked glyphosate. The Trump administration's keeping it. It's almost like the Trump administration brought in Kennedy so he can menace the chemical companies and Big Pharma, and then Big Pharma will just come make bigger donations. And I'm not saying that's what Trump's doing, but there's people in there that can use that for lobbying power. Pam Bondi said the White House chief of staff ran one of the biggest consulting firms, and their main client is Pfizer, Tim Dillon. And then this guy, Michael T. Shepard, says, and this is just indicative, I'm not singling him out, Alex Jones and Tim Dillon, the comedian, all caps, have the inside scoop at the White House. Okay, sure, I'm listening to Trump. Oh, thanks, though. That's cult-like behavior. That's the opposite of people that used to be Trump supporters and say everything he does is bad when it's not. And because of this type of sheep behavior, that's what's turning people off. Hey, buddy boy, You know how hot Tim Dillon's been for about 2 years? You understand he just had dinner for 3 hours with the vice president. If you don't watch the podcast, you know that. Do you know that I talk to anybody I want to in the administration? They call me all the time. I get Trump on the phone today. You understand I talk to his confidant every day, Roger Stone. You understand that when I say Pam Bondi blocked getting fluoride out of the water when it was a done deal, that's even in the news, dumbass. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, jerk. But I want the fluoride out that's lowered our IQ and giving people cancer, lowered fertility. People like you. You act like there's some magic mountain up there and Trump knows everything and does everything and just whatever he says in his speech is what we follow. He means well overall and is doing a lot of great work. But he's surrounded by 3 million employees. And a bunch of them don't do what they're supposed to and do side jobs, especially powerful people that are in there, even though Trump told Elon, no, we're not giving you your NASA guy and we're cutting your funding. He goes, well, God, I thought I'd at least get to do my NASA stuff. They said, no, get out of here. This isn't how it works. Talk to folks who were in the meeting. And I'm not quid pro quo, but I was supporting that NASA, and he does it cheaper, and everybody else does a great job. And thought I was supportive of that, just the raw research and you know everything. And Trump said he was for it, but they took that away from Elon and just said, they threw his ass out of there. Because, you know, Trump doesn't let lobbyists get in there, but then if it's Pam Bondi and Susie Wiles and the American Chemical Society and, you know, Association that makes billions every year putting that crap in the water, well, it's okay. I don't want to attack Susie Wiles. I don't want to attack Pam Bondi, but I have to come out and point that out. So we don't get a Mars mission now. You know, they told Elon, they said, you can be part of the Golden Dome, make money off that. He said, I don't want to be part of military stuff. Remember that? He likes his Mars mission. I mean, because he's obsessed with it. He admits he's got Asperger's. Ultra high functioning. That's what he likes. I like it too. Just the raw research out of it is incredible. Just the raw booster data and everything else we get militarily makes us dominant. I mean, it's a no-brainer. But he said, go ahead and take away my EV mandate. He didn't buck on that. That's a lie when they said Elon wanted that. No, he wanted his NASA thing. And I know the NASA guy that he wanted had problems with Trump before, and I get all that. I'm not taking a side. My point is, these people don't know policy. Like, just I'm not singling you out. You're just one example. Michael T. Shepard. Michael T. Shepard doesn't spend 14 to 18 hours a day studying and all the sources. Michael T. Shepard doesn't talk to Trump. He doesn't talk to Elon Musk. He doesn't talk to Roger Stone. He doesn't talk to Tucker Carlson. He doesn't talk to administration officials, 3 of them yesterday, high level. He doesn't talk to the people at the CIA and the NSA and Defense Intelligence. He doesn't talk to General Flynn. He doesn't talk to the Border Patrol union heads. He just sits back and says, who are these people? I trust Trump. Well, buddy, pal, sweetheart, I'm trying to keep Trump true to his policies and trying to get him not to destroy himself with that Streisand effect saying, don't look at this and you're not my supporter if you go there. But let's talk about something important. Kennedy has done something, again, amazing. Didn't even think about this on the radar. You know, it's come out, all these thousands of cases in Europe here as well. It's the same all over, where you'll be in a car accident. You're not even in a coma. You're totally viable, and they just put you under and harvest your organs. And then they tell your family you're in a coma, put you in a coma ward. During COVID, it was even better. They said, oh, you can't see them. And then they wait a few weeks while they get all the orders to come in from the organ harvesting company, so they get them even higher dollar when they can blood type you and then get into a database. And then there's bidders. And then they can, instead of making a few hundred thousand dollars on your body, they can make up to $1 million on your body. And they tell people babies have died of poor women. They take them to a special wing and harvest their organs. I know about that from Governor Northam. Remember all that? So now HHS has put out this big report confirming totally viable people are being murdered. My dad told me that when I was 15 years old. Oh, why did he know that? He owned a hospital, co-owned one in Dallas. And later on 60 Minutes, it came out exactly what he said was true. Not his hospital, other ones. I've been on air 30 years telling you that story. And now it's all come out and it's all confirmed. That's what we ought to be worried about, is these out-of-control ghouls. Here's the report. The law firm of Wilkie, Farr, and Gallagher
That's
is at the
it.
Very top.
That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it.
That's the Lawfare one. I did a full report. But I wanted it. I wanted it with my intro from last night. I did a special intro on this. I did a special intro on this last night. And that is the thing I asked for an hour before the show. I'm not mad. I just really wanted that one because I you know what? Here's the problem. It's okay. I just did my intro anyway, so to cut out this mistake from the live show later, we can still have victory. Yes, we can defeat these killers. And then you can just take my intro that I just did, cut out this big disaster area, and then put the clip on the end. Yeah, let's go ahead and go to clip two. Here it is. My dad knew organ harvesters in Dallas, and he said, don't sign your organ donor card. They've got corrupt hospitals where if you're totally viable, they take your organs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then I said, Dad, you're crazy, but I didn't sign the organ donor card. And then my dad owned a hospital, too, in Dallas. Then when I was a decade later at my grandparents' house before my grandpa died, watching 60 Minutes, and it was Dallas, Texas, and Chicago caught killing people that were viable to take their organs tonight, the 60 Minutes expose. And it was the freaking hospital my dad told me about. So the baby's worth $500,000.
Who's paying that?
In the chain of delivery, just on time delivery. Each organ's worth a lot of money. And so, but if you kill them right on the spot, they're like, why are we wasting this 7 pounds of meat? So see, if they can keep them alive, and now they've built these new wings. They've built new wings. Now I can pull up. They have wings. Where they go, oh, we consider the baby dead. The mother decided it didn't live. If she decides, we resuscitate and it lives. But it didn't resuscitate. It's flesh. It's a legalese. It's passed into a special ward with doctors that make a few million a year. And the little flesh ball is kept alive and comfortable until all the orders come in, the planes land. And they take the organs, then they take the blood, and they take the skin, Joe. You see how it works? Now you know
you're
why.
You're freaking me out with this voice.
No, but see, it's a Southern loving voice.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
See, that's why I know about this. My dad never got fully into it. He decided to get out of it. And he decided to get out of it. He decided.
You're legitimately freaking me the fuck out.
Nationwide, hospitals have been caught killing people for their organs because I happen to know there are hospitals where they kill people and take your organs. Some of the most wicked bandits out there, folks, are in the medical care.
In just a few minutes, you can go use any major search engine and search the terms hospital caught stealing organs or hospital caught stealing liver or kidneys or hospital caught stealing corneas. Where I live, Austin, Texas, they've been caught repeatedly at city-run hospitals stealing people's corneas. They do not ask. They do not care if you are an organ donor or not. They're already stealing them.
We'd tell people 16, 17 years ago this was going on, and they said, there's no way, you're crazy. Just like when my dad, who's a physician, told me when I went to get my driver's license, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? And he goes, the word is from surgeons I know at some hospitals, they won't save you because they can get a couple hundred thousand dollars. That was back in, you know, the early 90s.
I remember growing up in Dallas, and my dad works in the medical field, not just as a dentist and oral surgeon, but he at one time owned a hospital in Mesquite, Texas, with one other partner. She's pretty successful. And he told me that he was told that other hospitals were killing people and harvesting their organs. So I shouldn't sign my organ donor card.
A shocking case out of Richmond. A man was declared brain dead and was prepared to donate his organs, though hard to believe he was in fact alive.
36-year-old TJ Hoover had his life changed forever. On October 25th, 2021, he was admitted to Baptist Health Richmond's emergency room. He was experiencing cardiac arrest and was deemed code blue.
We were told TJ had no reflexes, no responses, no brain waves, no brain activity. His eyes started opening, and not just opening, he was tracking around looking to see, you know, what was going on. We were told that was just reflexes, just a normal instinct. He's not there.
But that wasn't the case. In fact, he wasn't dead. He was very much alive.
I feel like they were trying to choose my brother. They were going to sacrifice my brother's life to save how many every other people.
Doctors signed off for organ retrieval, but the patient wasn't fully dead.
When TJ woke up, why was he then sedated and paralyzed instead of taken back to the ICU immediately to have a repeat neuro exam? Why was TJ's life not honored and he treated like a patient?
The more that comes out, it's still shocking for me, and I'm living it. You know, it's everyone else's story. It's our reality. And it's shocking to hear some of what he went through.
Health and Human Services is planning to reform the U.S. organ donation system after a federal investigation found some donor organizations encouraged doctors to harvest organs far too early.
But what happened in these cases fractured the doctor-patient relationship and saw patients subjected to pain and suffering that should never have occurred.
Under RFK Jr., the Department of Health and Human Services released this report showing that U.S. hospitals have been harvesting organs from patients who weren't dead. Organ harvesting, another conspiracy theory proven true.
The public trust in the donation system is eroded after reports that dozens of supposedly dead donors actually showed signs of life.
There were clearly some things that happened that I think could constitute euthanasia. I mean, if the patient's dying, but they take the patient's organs before they die, that's euthanasia.
Well, there you go. See, too evil to believe.
And folks, it's a lot worse than that. My dad told me that hospitals in Dallas, just like the movie Coma, made in the 70s, he said, that's not a movie, that's a documentary. He said, especially poor people and their families, they tell them, oh, they're in a coma ward. And then they go take them and just keep them alive until they can get higher bidders for it. And then Governor Northam later admitted that. And he's a organ harvesting doctor. And so, and during COVID, they would lock down whole areas and then kill people and steal their organs. Remember, you couldn't go see your family or whatever. That's so they could kill them. They had a $53,000 bonus to intubate them. And it was the same program worldwide. And they just murdered people en masse and took their organs. Not all hospitals are doing it, but they're expanding their secret society.
So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former K-6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on, paratrooper. And he wanted to try methylene blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting. So you ever get him to take it on air? All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great to fog lifting to just over the top crying and feel so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical in the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, are we doing methylene blue? So he's going to take it now. But guys, don't forget when he's on Owen. So maybe he forgets before he's going to go off to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, two people did not feel it. That means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes. Starts peaking after a couple hours. But you're going to be on Owen. So please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it was. Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get
I think it's about the Methylene Blue.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.